gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
To make life worth living.
You know what I mean, Chris. You know what I mean. When I come in and find out the box office has exploded in Madison again.
Again?
We're doing double the business we did last year in the first day. We just went on sale yesterday. I would hurry. I believe that's going to be sold out any second now. And
really?
We have a magical gift of the Magi.
Magi.
Right. Something like that. Good morning, Tim. You were almost late to correct me for the first mispronunciation of the morning.
Mispronunciation?
It's like throwing out the first pitch of a game in the World Series.
Congratulations to the Boston Red Sox.
Yay! Red Sox Nation! all right. Here's the magical gift of the Magi. Right. It's a bit of a love story.
Oh?
Kate, wife of Audra in Minneapolis with the rocking voice. Hi, Steph. I just bought VIP tickets for the Madison show as a birthday surprise for my wife, Audra.
Well, now it's not a surprise.
She already wrote me. She got them.
Okay.
What, do you think I'm that dumb?
Well,
all right, the answer is yes.
I blame
but
the Magi.
This time,
or the Magi.
Right. I blame me putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Yes.
She's had a really difficult year. We will be making the trek from Minneapolis. I'm pretty sure we can convince John and Pam to make it from Ohio as well. What? And then Audra wrote, hi, Steph. Kate bought me tickets this morning to the Sexy Liberal Madison show because it's my birthday. I'm so excited. Oh, my God. Speaking of which.
Don't get fancy. Just get dancy. It's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show.
What?
Right, right. Yeah. Tonight, we're going to party Saturday night.
Sexy Liberal.
Yeah. That's the way we roll.
I love you too much. Come on. Turn the radio up.
See you in Madison. By the way, go to sexyliberal.com, sexyliberal on Facebook. There are ticket links up. That's the March show. The last 2013 show, Seattle, also selling very, very quickly for December 14th in Seattle. All right. Here he is. Look out, everybody.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Bullfightstrategies.com.
So inviting to me.
Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Happy Halloween.
Yes.
Happy Halloween to you, too. What are you going as?
I am going as the Incredible Shrinking Republican Party.
You came loaded with the Halloween joke. That's funny.
You going to wear a Ted Cruz mask?
You. You don't want to scare all the children.
I'd rather get some candy.
So you had some tweets. You said, meet Rand Paul's senior speechwriter, Mr. Copycat T. Wikipedia. he's a little whiny about Rachel Maddow having busted him on that, huh?
Talk about lazy. Gosh. I mean, and if you're going to copy from someplace, Wikipedia? Seriously? I mean, he was essentially copying movie plots from Wikipedia.
Right.
Makes you wonder if he actually saw the movies. And if we'd known this in advance, perhaps we could have had some fun with him.
Yeah. Well, and he's done it before, as it turned out, right?
Right. I mean, he could have been like, it reminds me of my favorite movie, Gone with the Wind, where Dorothy is crushed by a house. And
got the right year,
has
anyway.
Has trouble getting back.
Right.
And
right.
It's too bad.
Right. You bring us local news from D.C. this morning. Marion Barry says he's in favor of full pot legalization in D.C. Let the bitch set us all up.
Well, the city, a lot of people don't know that in Washington, D.C., when the city council decides something, they then have to ask Congress's permission. Now, Congress can step in and say, no, you can't do that. or they can just let it happen. But needless to say, you know, back when the Republicans controlled things in the 90s and early 2000s, they would often step in and keep the council from doing things.
Makes you wonder how marriage equality got passed in D.C.
Well, it happened when Democrats controlled the Congress.
Okay.
And then before it went into effect, Republicans won control, and for whatever reason, they did not get in the way.
All right.
You tweeted about the New York Times piece about what went wrong with the Obamacare website and how to stop it from happening again. I did not read that. What was the thrust?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the way that we hire these projects. So a couple weeks ago, there was a study, maybe 2 weeks ago, about government IT projects, and they found that 94% of the projects, these government IT projects that cost more than $10 or $10 million, fail. And, you know, if you know that that's true, then you should stop complaining about healthcare.gov and start just complaining about .gov and figuring out why these things always fail.
And I got an interesting email from Beth in Minneapolis. Carl, she said, hey, guys, your recent I Listen to Both Sides caller said that if he bought a top-of-the-line Mercedes, he'd expect it to work well, you know, meaning let's just, you know, let's take Obamacare back. However, in an interview yesterday, Senator Bernie Sanders said he tried many times to add money to legislation to adequately cover private contractors creating and testing the government health care website. He said Republicans kept taking the funding out of the legislation, so supporters were forced to find money wherever they could, though it was not ideal. You know, and this is what I think Howard Dean's been saying this, too. They deserve at least half of the blame because none of this is ever goes to trying to fix it. It's trying to play gotcha with the president and trying to destroy the whole thing.
Oh, right? No, they're thrilled that this isn't working.
Yeah.
You know, if they were concerned about the way the government operates, because, you know, the reason that these projects fail is the way that they're handed out. You know, contractors that can afford the lobbyists and the attorneys will, you know, petition to get this work. So if you're a small, agile internet company with, you know, a couple dozen employees, you'd have a very difficult time getting these types of contracts. Republicans don't want to change that system, even though it would be more fiscally conservative and responsible, because that would limit the ability of their giant corporate donors to continue getting these contracts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the president, I thought, taking it to him in Massachusetts.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, here he is yesterday. Take a listen, the president.
You guys had a proven model that we built the Affordable Care Act on this template of proven bipartisan success. Your law was the model for the nation's law.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear that?
And there was a bunch of glitches and problems when that started up, as he pointed out, right?
There's always problems with these things, and that sound you heard was the Republican Party putting its fingers in its ears and saying, nah, 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 nah.
Right.
There's always going to be problems with these types of things. It's what we do to get around them. And, you know, this Republican Congress has... what's fascinating to me is how quickly the media has let the Republicans off the hook. Remember, the right-wing conservative movement in this country has been running ads and putting, you know, flyers and mail out to people telling them not to sign up for Obamacare. If you were really concerned about the ability of this website to work, you wouldn't be telling people not to sign up for the program.
Yeah.
You'd just be saying, well, that's good. They can't sign up.
Well, and the president said yesterday, all the parade of horribles, the worst predictions about health care reform in Massachusetts never came true. That they're the same arguments you're hearing now. And, again, we can, Jim, I'll give you a hint. All the guest quotes today are regarding Medicare Part D. And how the Republicans were so overly helpful then for some reason, Carl, that were just, oh, let's all get together on a bipartisan basis and fix this for the good of Americans.
Right.
Well, and Democrats wanted to give it time to work.
Right.
Despite all those stories. I mean, you go back and read the headlines, you'd think we were talking about healthcare.gov. But that's just the thing. They're hypocritical, and they know that they're running out of time. Because in January, you know, once people start getting the coverage that they deserve, Republicans won't have a leg to stand on. You know, how many times have we heard stories of conservatives who have gone to the government exchange, the healthcare exchange, and found out that it was all private companies offering coverage, and been shocked because they were told all this time that it was the government takeover?
Right. No, well, exactly. Exactly that. And then, you know, this latest thing we've been talking about yesterday is just, he lied, the president lied. You can't, you know, when you're just interested in playing gotcha, you're not really interested in, you know, and I said yesterday, could he have been more precise in how, I guess, but, you know, wasn't this always the whole point of the Affordable Care Act is to, you know, to help the uninsured and the underinsured?
So right.
These
so if
old
you...
crappy plans were designed to go away. And by
right.
the way, the insurance companies could have tweaked them easily. But the point is, someone else made that point. Yes, I think it's really important, Carl, is that the other thing is the insurance companies want that subsidy money. So, like, they want you to pay higher premiums and then also get the subsidy from the government. This is the whole problem with a for-profit health, you know, health industry, right?
No, precisely. And on top of that, so these people need to understand what these little plans are and how disingenuous it is, the attacks that people are making on the president. The president saying that you'll be able to keep the coverage you have while talking about the need to remove pre-existing conditions and get rid of the caps and everything else, it's pretty clear that what they're saying, that the president is saying, what Democrats have been saying for the better part of 3 years, is that if your plan has these things, and or your insurance company is willing to change so that these things remain, then you won't have to give up your care or go anywhere else. But if you're paying for a plan that would kick you off if they knew you had a pre-existing condition or would cap out at $5,000 if you had an accident, no, the Obamacare is not going to let you keep that junk plan that would still put the rest of your friends and family and neighbors in jeopardy of having to pay for something should you get seriously injured or sick.
Right, right. And, you know, and then this whining about, but I'm paying for stuff I don't want this. It's like, well, you never know when you're going to have a certain health problem. That's the point. Somebody made a great point. They said, I hope I don't need most of my insurance. I hope my spleen doesn't explode or I have a heart attack, but that's what insurance is, right?
Right. I mean, if we knew what our medical conditions were going to be before they happened,
right,
we wouldn't even need insurance.
Right, because you know exactly what's going to happen.
Right. I mean, I bet the Republican Party wishes it could go back in time and solve its demographic problem,
right.
But we don't have that luxury.
We don't have that DeLorean. All right, Carl Frisch, great stuff as always, honey. Talk to you next week.
Have a good one.
All right, there we go. Carl Frisch. Exciting and new. All right, 18 minutes. See, Jim would have seen that exploding uvula coming that he had last year.
What about
year.
The ectopic pregnancy?
Right,
pregnancy.
He would have seen that coming.
I didn't get
see?
Covered for
you
that.
You didn't think you need maternity
Damn.
Care, did you? But you did.
Why do men need maternity care?
Because you might get an ectopic pregnancy like Jim did.
Sure.
18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
And now I'm Vincent Price.
23 minutes after.
It's hot. Stinking hot.
Happy Halloween, everyone. We were saying I've never lived in a neighborhood, neither of you, where you ever get your trick-or-treaters.
Not
in
since
LA.
I moved back to L.A. in 97.
Right.
Right. No.
I don't know. And Jim is going to be that cranky guy that turns the lights off and pretends he's not home.
Yeah.
Because he does get trick-or-treaters in his neighborhood.
Well, he lives in a more suburban area than we do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I always just thought I was that creepy woman. Because, by the way, someone in the chat room is giving out Rice Krispies squares. What did we say? Nothing homemade.
No homemade
it
treats.
It goes right in the trash.
Yes.
Right.
Just put a little bit of acid in it.
You're always told it was poison, not acid.
Oh, in the 60s, you said it was acid.
Okay, in the 70s, mom and dad just said it was poison.
All right. Yeah, they just assume I'm the bitter, you know, childless lady that's going to put the razor blade in the apple or, you know.
Whatever.
I'm not. I'm too drunk to figure out even how you get it in there.
I didn't get a razor blade in an apple.
I sliced my hand off.
Ow. Why is this apple bleeding?
Ah! Oh, this fake blood is realistic. Ah! Thank God I have insurance.
What does boy band give out? Do you know?
Nobody comes to our neighborhood. That's all I'm saying. We don't get trick-or-treaters.
Very small rocks.
Okay. All right. Anyway, happy Halloween, everybody. Let's hear some more Obamacare horror stories. Whoa, I had to give up my cancerous mole of a
I was
plan.
Gonna make a special.
I want my cancerous mole of a plan back. All right. I was running out of analogies yesterday. Getting a cancerous mole removed and then you, or whatever. Or the president's the guy that talked you into leaving your abusive spouse and you're like, I loved him.
He was my boyfriend.
Right. And now look what you did. Thanks,
he
Obama.
He was my boyfriend.
Right, right. Well, he broke your nose. Remember, you didn't have insurance, so you couldn't remember? Okay. Andy Borowitz tweets, GOP unveils own healthcare website, emergencyroom.gov.
It's funny because it's true.
Well,
funny
it is true.
It's true.
Very true, unfortunately.
Right. All right. And then, we were talking about mental health. Because you're taking a few for the team on this one.
Look,
Lavort and mental health, because you said, why do we have to have mental
no,
health? Listen, if anybody needs mental health coverage, someone that has been forced to work with me for many years
because
they have no options.
Believe me, I've taken advantage of it.
I know you
However,
have.
They're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away,
however,
ha-ha.
If one is bumping along the poverty line and, you know, has to choose between mental
right,
health coverage
and might snap
and,
at any moment and get an automatic weapon.
No, I'm not saying that. I mean...
Why would I need mental health coverage?
Yes, emergency room coverage, that should be mandatory. But you know, if you have to make a choice between food and mental
Some
health coverage...
disagree with you. Christian
know,
Madison
I
writes,
know.
Hey, staff, the mentally ill have been marginalized long enough and acting as if mental health coverage should be optional implies that mental illness is optional. Mental illness can happen to anyone and is never planned for. I never had heart problems. Why can't I buy a plan without heart coverage? Smartest boy in class. Oh, and Liz writes, staff, if one thinks they're willing to risk the chances they won't need mental care, they need it now because they're crazy.
They're coming to take me away, haha.
And Chris already works in a padded room.
Yes.
That's right. We're in a padded cell here.
Yes, we are.
You're in Captain America.
And I'm basically
believe me, after you've left, I've hurled myself against that padded wall many times.
Right? In your Velcro suit.
Yeah.
Just stay there.
Why did she make me do that? Again!
Okay.
Why can't she be reasonable?
You're hitting a pillow with your tennis racket.
I'm trying to be a helper. I'm trying to make sure that you're protected. Yeah, and basically, and I do talk to myself because neither of you listen to me, do you?
Huh? Sorry, did you say something?
What?
All right, Chris
Is
and Yankton.
Is there a gnat buzzing? What was that?
Chris and Yankton with some excellent... Was that Ted Cruz?
Is that Ted Cruz or... Or the bitch I work with.
Oh, my God. Really? Is that how we're going to roll?
Hey,
you know what?
Halloween.
I'm not, you know what? I'm just not going to show up tomorrow, and you're going to miss me.
Oh, fine. We'll just call Hal Sparks.
We already did.
I know.
Mommy needs some me time tomorrow. All right, Chris and Yankton with some excellent fun facts.
Okay.
Steph, excellent point about school taxes. I said, as a childless loser, I don't want to pay for your friggin' germ wagons, but I do. People pay taxes for a lot of things they don't personally use or maybe don't use directly, etc. I understand why some people are whining that they shouldn't have to pay for X, Y, or Z for health care, but frankly, they can get in line. Every time there's a local school bond issue, we hear all kinds of people whining they shouldn't have to pay because their kids already graduated or they go to private school or whatever, as though government and society are a fancy a la carte menu they get to choose from. Sheila and I don't have kids. The lovely Sheila, the lovely Mrs. Chris from Yankton. And we still pay school taxes, and we do so gladly. Schools are important for the future of our country. Mm-hmm. Similarly, health care is important for everyone, and the way to deliver it is through comprehensive plans, which, yes, will sometimes mean you pay for things you're not likely to use. That said, I kind of hope I never have to use most of the coverage on my health plan. I'm not going to feel cheated if my spleen doesn't rupture or whatever, so I can use that little bit of coverage. Thank you, Chris. Very good point. We're not at the cafeteria. You don't pick and choose. You get a comprehensive plan that covers everything so that when the unforeseen happens, you're not left high and dry. And the rest of us aren't paying for it. Moochie McMoochersons. All right. 20. What? Now you look scared. It's Halloween. I'm trying to scare you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. 29.
Put that in it!
29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show. We'll be right back.
Stephanie Miller.
Halloween is revered as the day when the graves yawn and the dead rise.
Plus, you get to stick candy corns up your nose.
Candy corn on my nose again. 34 minutes after the hour. He hates that. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Let's go to Dan in Michigan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Stephanie and the crew. You guys have a great show, but I want to tell you, I'm one of the people whose policy is getting canceled, and I'm not going to find something better. And I know that the meme on the left side, and I'm a bleeding heart liberal myself, but the meme on the left side is, oh, they're canceling your rotten policy.
You know, most bleeding heart liberals don't call themselves bleeding heart liberals, Dan.
That's kind of used as a pejorative.
You are somewhat suspect to me already.
No, really. My husband's a socialist Canadian. Trust me. I'm a convert from the Reagan Republican era. Okay. I learned the craziness of life. But I'm losing my Blue Cross Blue Shield that paid $50 a month for $5,700 a month medicine. And I can't find anybody who's going to give me that kind of a copay on my medicine.
Have you been on the exchanges?
Yeah, I started looking October 1st at 3 a.m.
And do you qualify for subsidies or no?
No, I'm just at the borderline. I'm not going to qualify.
Well, you know, Dan, I kid, because we actually do get a lot of right-wing trolls that call. But, I'm not trying to discount that anybody has a story that is less than ideal. Of course. I mean, you know.
Right. And that is true.
That is going to happen to some people. But I will say, what's the average income, Chris? Do you know roughly in the U.S.?
It's like 50-something.
No.
Yes.
No, that's high. No,
is
I mean,
it?
No, because the subsidies, it's anybody that makes, Dan, up to $45,000 or something. And that's, you know, the average income.
And I'm right.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm right about 42. So I'm just sort of at the borderline.
Right. Are you sure you don't qualify? Because I think it's up to anyone that makes up to $45,000. So you might just qualify.
Well, I am going to keep looking. But just that whole meme about, you know, we're dropping your bad policy, you're going to get a better one. There are people out here that are kind of in the middle and getting lost in the cracks. That's all.
I'm sure that is true, Dan. I don't mean to discount that entirely, but I think that, you know, again, when you're trying to fix an entire system, you can't say, oh, well, the way it was better. When you could, you know, medical stuff was the number one cause of bankruptcy in the country. So Keith in Milwaukee writes, Steph, much of the angst has been around people being dumped off their policies because of their inadequate, crappy policies. And that perhaps these people will not be able to afford the more adequate insurance mandated by the ACA. Here's the point. The ACA already makes provisions for this. In the states with expanded Medicaid, for instance, there will be subsidies to help these people pay for their coverage. People at 400% of the poverty line will get some help. Problem largely solved. Of course, there are GOP-governed states where the coverage is at a much lower 200% of the poverty line, including our own state, thanks to our presidential aspirant, Scott Wanker. Thank you, Mr. Wisconsin. We're not allowed to have nice things. So for those waiting for whining about the hardship, we can once again blame the GOP. And that is the case in a lot of Republican-run states. They're doing everything they can to undermine this. Yes, sir, Chris?
I found the average per capita income for Americans. It's $27,915.
Thank you. 50. Elitist. I was like, it's not 50.
I live in a very...
You're just rethinking how lucky you are,
I
aren't
am.
You? And your health insurance includes mental.
Can I wash your Mercedes for you, sir?
Thank you for that $10,000 a year, Stephanie.
Oh, right. Right. Don't I wish? I was just calculating how much more my salary could be if that were the case.
Oh, dear.
Now look what you've done. Yes. All right. Keith, not to worry about Governor Wanker. We're having an early retirement party for him. We're coming. Don't you worry.
Yes.
Don't you
yes.
worry, Keith.
Okay.
Wow, thank God you're
Once
so confident.
Once upon a time, there was a girl named Stephanie who gathered a ragtag band of progressive jesters to rid the land of the great conservative darkness. And history was made in the great city of Madison when the sexy liberal comedy tour was born.
Seems like a long time ago.
And now is their triumphant midterm election return.
Putting the band back together.
Yes, we can.
On March 29th, Stephanie Miller and her merry, marauding collection of sexy liberal comics will return to where it all started, the Barrymore Theater in Madison, Wisconsin. Tickets are available online at barrymorelive.com. Don't miss the midterm mayhem and an early Scott Walker retirement party.
Take care now. Bye-bye then.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, March 29th at the Barrymore Theater. Go to barrymorelive.com.
Yay, thank you, Shano. And as Sexy Liberal Tour Director Roland said, the box office exploded yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Selling twice as fast as yesterday. We just went on sale yesterday morning, so I would hurry.
They could sell out at any time.
Great. And Sexy Liberal Seattle, the final 2013 show, December 14th. Hurry, go, get it. Okay, let's see. Chris writes, Steph, how do you answer someone who says their rates went up and it's Obama's fault? Easy. Just ask if their rates went up last year. How about the year before? And the year before that? And the year before that? How about 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right. and 8? Did your rates go up
Thanks,
in any of those
Obama.
Years? Rates go up. Obama is just this year's scapegoat. Let's go to Dave in Minneapolis. Hi, Dave.
Hello, hello. Good morning,
Good morning.
Awesome threesome.
Thank you.
Hey, first of all, hello, Steph, a fellow USC grad from
Ooh.
Orange County, transplanted in
Ooh.
Minneapolis.
Right on.
In the, medical industry, of all things. I can tell you stories that would curl your hair.
Oh, dear.
But,
I'm not,
hey,
no, I've had it straightened. I am not going back to my 80s hair, but thank you.
Hey, but briefly, I was wondering if you guys could help me out with to bolster an argument with my butt muffin friends who are opposed to the ACA. We all know that, quote unquote, we pay for people's emergency room visits for superficial things, et cetera. And with the ACA in place, hope that should go down. But my friends are saying, well, show me the tax base where that comes out of, and will our taxes be cut because of this? Is there Perhaps you can save me some. Fire truck just went by.
Okay.
Perhaps you can save me some time on the internet to search this. But with the fact that we're all paying for people that go in the emergency room, which raises costs, and I've actually been in hospitals that had to shut down because of all this. But is there, if you were asked the question, well, show me the tax base that this comes out of, and will it drop when Obamacare kicks in? I don't know how to answer that. Does that make sense?
No. will the tax base drop?
I'm sorry. I'm probably not explaining this well. I've heard you guys talk and other people that are advocates of the program.
Right.
Say, yeah, we're paying for emergency room visits. We're paying for emergency room visits. Now that we get more people
right.
insured, they won't go into the emergency room. Therefore, costs will go down to us because we're paying
for
it.
They won't go to the emergency room for primary care is what we're saying, or, you know, like a lot of people do now. You know, I was reading an article about, I think a guy that runs Covered California out here,
mm-hmm.
but he was talking about going in the call center.
By the way, that website, I went to it yesterday just to poke around, and it's so ridiculously easy.
By the way, I went on healthcare.gov, and I didn't have any problem yesterday.
Well, healthcare.gov, all that does is shoot you back into Covered
right.
California.
Right. Well, I went to the federal one just to check, just take a look and see.
Well, yeah, but then it shoots you right back to Covered
right.
California if you say you live in California.
Right. But anyway, there are also telephones. Ask your grandpa.
Well, uses telephones anymore.
No, but they do. He was saying how many people are calling the call centers, and he was talking to the calls, you know, the people that answer the phones,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about how many people cry when they get coverage,
right.
when they get, you know, and he was saying he asked all the operators in the room, like, how many people has that happened to? He said at least half raised their hand and said people literally crying
wow.
when they were able to get through and get, you know, insurance.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Fred in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Fred.
Yeah, how you doing? All these conservatives talk about paying for somebody and something else. Now, I've had health care and car insurance for years. I haven't seen a doctor or been in an accident for 20 years, so where are my premiums going? They're going to pay for somebody else. I mean, you know, I don't understand what these conservatives are talking about, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because
why should you have insurance if you didn't cause the accident?
Right.
Right, right. And, you know, do these people know what it means to be in a society?
Right, exactly. Thank you. I guess I get his point. I was like, it was too simple.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
understand his point at first. Okay, Jeff in Illinois. Hello, Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hi there. I'm the official small businessman non-troll of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, hello.
And I am calling in to let folks know, certainly in Illinois, that our dear friends at Blue Cross Blue Shield with their multi-million dollar ad campaign extolling how they're your best buddy, are busy holding on to their programs. Both my wife, my sister, and our insurance agent have told us that, yeah, they're not letting out the programs that we want to see because they're waiting to see if they can figure out another way to screw us as the Obamacare program goes through its problems.
Right.
The Illinois
Jeff,
website is having its problems.
Right.
So
I was saying that somebody
get at the good stuff.
Right. I was saying that somebody made that point, you know, the other day. You can't expect that this law has made insurance companies stop being greedy bastards because it hasn't, right? I mean, they're still
greedy
going.
Greedy bastards.
Right.
Letting them off easy.
Right. They're still trying to figure out, even with the constraints of this law, how do we? Because they could. They could have just tweaked your plans, right?
Yeah.
And made it compliant, but they don't want to. They want you to have to go buy another plan and then get a subsidy so they get that money, too.
Well, they're also depending on your inertia that you'll just take what they give
you. Right, they'll
you.
Give you, you'll either take a higher-priced plan, they get more money that way,
right.
Or you'll go get a higher-priced plan but get a subsidy to pay for it, and either way, mm-hmm. It's all about how they're going to make more money still.
Yeah.
It's not like that's changed. You know the thing that would change that, Jim?
Mm-hmm. Single payer.
Oh, my God, here we are again.
I just thought of that.
Oh, yeah. My God. Okay, 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, the whole thing seems a little twisted to me.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
I get it.
We are going to run out of Halloween candy songs soon.
I know.
Is there a song about candy corn?
We're only
oh,
an hour one.
Candy-o in the cards. Close enough.
There you go. Okay. Slide, baby, slide.
Yeah.
49 minutes after the hour. This hour brought to you by No No. Okay. Let's see. Who is this? Sam says, Steph, can I be the official Michigan brony of the Stephanie Miller Show?
Oh, boy.
My current employer is not offering me insurance because I don't meet their 30-hour minimum requirement for insurance. Yes, some bastard people employer is doing that. So I'm extremely grateful for the Affordable Care Act. Without it, I'd be really out of luck. Conservatives need to understand this is helping so many people. P.S. Derpy is still the best pony. Oh, by the way, are Steve King and Louis Gohmert going as Herpy and Derpy?
Yes.
From the Herp Derp Caucus?
Yes.
As for Halloween?
Which way to go?
Derpy has an upside-down eye, apparently.
So does Louis Gohmert.
I know.
Okay. Oh, boy. Scott in Minnesota from Under the Bridge. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'd like to go back to the caller from Detroit that shared, an interesting story. He lost his insurance, and it sounded like he had pretty good insurance, didn't it?
Right, yes.
So I guess my challenge is, and this is where I'm kind of disheartened, you know, we've heard President Obama say, you know, we would be able to keep our insurance.
Right.
Be able to
so
keep
your
our
point
doctors.
Is the president lied, right?
Well, no, I'm asking a question. I mean, we were told that we'd be able to keep our insurance. We'd be able to keep our doctors.
Have you heard the whole first hour of the show?
I have.
Okay.
But now the other day in Boston, President Obama came on and said, yeah, you know, you will lose your insurance if it's a bad Apple plan, right? If it's a bad plan. Did the guy in Detroit have a bad plan?
Right. If you were listening to the debate over the health care law, Scott, all of these years it's been going on before it passed, this is what the law is. This is what the Affordable Care Act is. I think it would go without saying that you can't keep your plan if it doesn't conform to the law. This is what the law is, that you can't discriminate for pre-existing conditions. You have to cover mental health, blah, 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 all the stuff that we've heard about. So why don't you blame the insurance companies for not making the tweaks so that it's compliant?
Yeah, but that wasn't what we were told in the beginning, was
oh,
it?
Oh, my God. The president said. The president said.
I'm not arguing with you about
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
I'm not arguing with you about
Listen,
that.
Listen, when you're done spinning people you on that. Your back in the Walmart parking lot. Oh, my God. Is it not like arguing with an 8-year-old? But that's not what you said, Dad. You said a fudgesicle.
It's kind of not what he said, but, you know, I'm just looking at it from a human,
I
political point of view.
I understand, but
okay.
It's like...
Okay, well, then don't yell at
this
me.
This is all about assigning blame. It's not about, like...
I'm not assigning blame. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just kind of highlighting the point of view where just the average person is coming from.
I don't want a creamsicle. You lie, Dad. You
stop the ad hominem attacks, you idiot.
the average person who doesn't pay close enough attention, I mean, most people don't. They don't marinate it in it like we do. And so they just heard that you're going to be able to keep your plan.
Marinating that.
Right.
Yeah, and these aren't political people at all. They're just normal people going to work every day.
I understand.
And so I can understand why there's a little bit of upset there.
A little rumbly-tumbly over it?
No,
the president yesterday.
The worst of these plants routinely dropped thousands of Americans every single year. And on average, premiums for folks who stayed in their plans for more than a year shot up about 15% a year.
Well, and that's the other thing. Jim, someone was saying yesterday, it was Hal, I believe, was talking about yesterday, that's the other thing. You can go, I really liked my plan, but guess what? If you actually ever really needed it, you probably wouldn't be able to have your plan anymore anyway because they would drop you because that was allowed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're like, I had a really good plan. I loved it. It's like, okay, well, did you have anything catastrophic happen where then you're going to hit your lifetime? Somebody wrote me a letter. Their husband had a heart thing. They said, we went through our thing in like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then they owed, of course, you know, same story everybody has. Like, you know, bankruptcy type thousands and thousands mm-hmm. of dollars. So, all right. The president also, was in Massachusetts yesterday. And he was talking about, as I mentioned to Carl, arguing that state plan faced initial setbacks and low enrollment, but in time gained popularity and became a success. And it is the model for the Affordable Care Act. He was talking about the website as well.
And I take full responsibility for making sure it gets fixed ASAP.
He also addressed what we were talking about, the cancellations people are getting. He said the changes ensure that all Americans are able to get quality coverage. He said because of government subsidies, most people who get new policies will pay less than they do now, but he acknowledged a fraction of Americans with higher incomes will likely pay a little bit more. Jim, I gave you some clues regarding this earlier. Who said the implementation has been horrendous? We've made it far more complicated than it should be. The good news is the competition that's being created has lowered premiums significantly below where Congress thought they'd be when we put the bill together. So the competition side is good. I think the implementation side continues to need to be improved. Who said that?
Vincent Price.
No. John Boehner, but that was back...
Close.
About the prescription D, he seemed so much more helpful then about fixing it mm-hmm. and not repealing it entirely. So weird. Who said this is a huge undertaking and there are going to be glitches? My goal is the same as yours. Get rid of the glitches.
Boris Karloff.
No, I'm not done yet. Rather than trying to scare and confuse seniors, I would hope we can work together as we go through the implementation phase to find out what's wrong with the program and if we can make some changes to fix it. Let us do it and let us do it on a bipartisan basis. Who said that?
Peter Norrie.
No. Representative Joe Barton, Republican of Texas, but that was back in February 15, 2006, you see.
Right.
Because it was about the Medicare Part D thing. The President Bush. Okay. Who said, like most significant programs, the new benefit has not gone without a few isolated glitches and unexpected problems?
Glitches.
But I believe if there's anything wrong with the plan, most of it has been fixed, and what hasn't can be fixed over time. Who said that?
Peter Boyle.
Putting on the ritz!
No.
Good Halloween theme, but no. That would be Republican Representative Nathan Deal, who is now governor.
He's a big deal.
Right. Yeah. And finally, who said, anytime something is new, there's going to be some glitches. No matter what one does in life, when it's something new and learning the ropes of it, it's going to take a little adjustment. Who said that?
Bella Lugosi.
Good guess. Representative Tim Murphy, Republican of Pennsylvania. But that was back during
I
the
do
Medicare.
Not drink. Why?
Ovaltine? No. All right. No. Nothing. Thank you. 58 minutes. Gene Wilder said nothing in a lot of movies when you think about it.
Yes, he did. He was good at that word.
Okay. 58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, it's Charlie Rangel going to Charlie Rangel.
TV, and I saw the hair. That's Charlie Wrangle.
I should think you should trick-or-treat as Charlie Wrangle tonight, Jim. Hello, I'm Charlie Wrangle.
I'm the mimic. You've heard so much about Charlie Wrangle.
Okay, 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, Chris, you are just taking it left and right in the StephanieMiller.com where you can email us all. Because you had said, if you're just bumping along the poverty line, why should you have to pay for mental health coverage? Paula says, if you're just bumping along the poverty line, wouldn't you pretty much have your plan mostly, if not entirely, paid by subsidies? Yes, you would. But, Paula, you have to understand, Chris is the sort of elitist that just speculated that the average income of the Americans is $50,000. When it's actually 27. He's kind of a top 1%er. I'll see what I can do about that.
Yeah, I'm a 1%er.
I'll see what I can do about that. So that he's more in touch with the common man.
Yes, well, you know, he has a very small car elevator in his garage.
Yes, I apologize. I apologize for that. All right. Yes, I was saying that the subsidies cover people up to $45,000 a year, and that's a lot of people that it's going to cover. Not certainly, you know, top 1%ers like you, Chris, but you get my point. You take my point. All right. Tanya in Chicago writes, hey, all, I'm so glad you're talking about the issue of millions of people losing their plans. I'm losing my plan, but I'm losing it because it's so terrible. It barely even qualifies as insurance. We work extremely hard for our family. We're not lazy or expecting handouts. All we want is to be able to afford our health care. This is why Obamacare is so important. It levels the playing field so that over time costs will even out. We just applied yesterday on healthcare.gov and are awaiting notification of our options. We can rest assured it will be better than what we had. Maybe a bit more costly, but worth it. Thanks, Obama. And it's not often you get a thanks, Obama. That's a sincere one.
Yeah.
My husband and I love you guys, and my kids love the lying crap of
sack of sack.
The lying sack of crap song. Should I be concerned about that?
Computer says no.
No, you
should.
You
lying sack of crap.
No.
You lying sack of crap.
Yeah.
I
right. Yay. That's my favorite part. It's how pleased she is at the end. Not be happier. Okay. Speaking of the children, you know, I believe the children are the...
our future.
Right. I couldn't remember what it was. Lori in Redwood City. Staff, we're huge fans. After much deliberation, maybe 5 minutes, we decided that our 12-year-old mini activist is ready for the Sexy Liberal Show. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, that's a little... Yikes. Maybe the youngest attendee so far? Yeah.
No, I've seen a few infants.
Oh, really? No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
Bad bears.
But they don't process information like T-Rexes.
The teabagging?
And
right.
Teabags and T-Rexes, okay. No.
We've been desperately waiting for the 2013 West Coast show and decided to drag along our son, Andy, to Seattle.
Andy?
Andy! Get in the car! It's time for Sexy Liberal! Get the pie! I guess we will have to explain teabagging to him ahead of time. Just say we're playing Leapfrog. Okay, look for us on Orchestra Row 2, seat 1 through 3.
Right.
Uncle Hal and Mama are just playing a little Leapfrog. Please, no lap dance for Andy, but my husband Don is ready, willing, and able. All right. By the way, Andy met Hal a few years ago and was impressed with his political knowledge and ability to nerd talk. Andy is looking forward to discussing 3D printers with Hal as Andy built one from scratch. I told you he's a nerd.
What?
And yes, I am a small business owner, and I refuse to listen to the other side. Good for you, Lori. Because the other side is ridiculous right now. What is the point of this? Thank you very much. And we will see you in Seattle.
In a world with Washington gridlock, Tea Party obstruction, economic chaos.
I'm sick of it.
There's only one way to get into the holiday spirit.
Stephanie Miller.
Let's kick back and get into the spirit.
Just in time for the holidays, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming to Seattle. On Saturday, December 14th, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and your favorite progressive radio star, Stephanie Miller, will perform live at the Paramount Theater in Seattle, Washington. Tickets are available at stgpresents.org. Come celebrate Christmas Hana Stefa Kwanzaa.
The war on Christmas was worse than you thought.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, December 14th at the Paramount Theater.
Paramount.
Get your tickets now. Go to stgpresents.org.
Yay! All right. And Madison just went on sale yesterday for the big March show. Hurry, get all those tickets going fast. And I'll be off tomorrow. Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks filling in for me along with the Mooks. Mama needs a little me time. Don't ask where I will be.
You're going to be curled up next to your jug of Gallo wine.
Right, before the global wine shortage becomes, you know, epic proportions. Okay, what was I going to say? Oh, but then next week, I believe Monday, we're going to have another huge 2014 Sexy
Ooh.
Liberal announcement. Julie in Seattle, who will be there at the big show, says, Mama, see how your fans care about you? Alerting me on Twitter to warn you of the wine shortage that could turn your sad little life into a tragedy of biblical proportions. And someone did tweet her, global wine shortage, gah. SM show, start hoarding now. Oh, wait, you already have. Oh, that's nice. Thank you for your concern. This is a global wine shortage. We are several billion cases for something.
Whatever.
Short.
And it's because of Americans. Did you read that part of it?
Really?
Yes.
Stephanie Miller.
I don't. You don't know that for sure, how much I'm a part of it, Jim. Okay.
I did my part.
I am not a drunk.
Okay. What goes with a cardboard dough? Oh, I know, grilled Sibelius. Here she is, Kathleen Sibelius.
I am as frustrated and angry as anyone with the flawed launch of healthcare.gov. So let me say directly to these Americans, you deserve better. I apologize.
Well, how about that? Taking responsibility, something we never heard tell of in the Bush administration. Kathleen Sebelius again yesterday.
We have spent about $118 million on the website itself, and about $56 million has been expended on other IT to support the web.
What? But I've heard at least 1,000 times on Fox News and right-wing radio that was over $600 million. What? Okay. Let's go to...
But to hear you say it, Kathleen Sebelius should have nothing to apologize for.
I didn't say that.
That's the kind obviously of the impression that you give.
There are glitches and anomalies.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Margie in Pittsburgh. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show, which has never happened with any website ever, by the way.
Hi,
Marge.
Hi, I am such a huge fan. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to be, but I'd love to be an honorary MOOC. I could press your button so well. I know... Every sound bite you guys use.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But I would agree with you more. You guys sound like me and my husband arguing. I would like to point out that I hate to use the Republicans' prejudice as an argument, but people with medical assistance, the poor people, they already have coverage. This is for, like, us, working poor.
Right.
They act like they're attacking poor people, but it's... It's the middle that was getting, you know, no coverage or whatever.
Right.
So
yeah.
I feel like we don't use that argument. And by the way, could you see if President Obama tried to mandate insurance companies to not drop plans or not raise their prices? Oh, they'd be impeaching them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, somebody drove by. My friend and I were hiking the other day. Somebody drove by with an impeach Obama thing on their... I almost ran after them and started an argument. I'm like, what do you do?
It's not worth it. Come on.
Oh, let's
You're in a blue state. Let them have their...
Whatever. Freak. Jim and Ted. they must be a friendless freak anyway in California.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Hello. Hello, Jim in Texas.
Hey, Steph.
Hi. Go ahead.
Easy way to get out of this mess. The people that want to keep their insurance, let them sign a disclosure. When they hit the hospital or the doctor and find out they're not covered, let them call their Republican congressman or senator, and the rest of 95% of intelligent Americans can go ahead and search for proper insurance.
Yeah, there you go. Let me just take a guess. Did Marsha Blackburn speak in a really patronizing and condescending voice to Kathleen Sebelius yesterday?
Yeah.
You know,
we got some new people coming in. You're going to have to move down to storage B.
Michelle Snyder is the one responsible for this debacle. Well... Excuse me, Congresswoman. Michelle Snyder is not responsible for the debacle. Hold me accountable for the debacle.
Okay.
I'm responsible.
Marsha Blackburn again. Marsha Blackburn yesterday.
Some people like to drive a Ford, not a Ferrari, and some people like to drink out of a red Solo cup, not a crystal stem.
What?
She was talking about wanting choices, and insurance plans.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Some people want brain surgery. Some people just want a Band-Aid.
Right. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Oh, by the way, look out, everybody. She's a Tea Party lady. There's a Tea Party lady catfight going on. Have you heard?
Oh, really?
Tea Party catfight. Amy Krammer versus Jenny Beth Martin. Please and
Jenny
thank you.
Jenny Beth?
Right. You remember her. Please and thank you. Are suing each other.
Is that one word or two words? Jenny Beth.
Jenny Beth.
That's three words. Jenny Beth Martin. Please and thank you.
Those are three first names.
Two Tea Party ladies, they're suing each other senseless over what Tea Party name they can both use. If only someone would plead in Kathy Durr. This case would be a lawyer's dream come true.
I say to the Republican
right.
leadership, take off your lace panties. Stop being noodle back.
And Lindsey Graham said, I'm not taking off my lace panties.
Speaking of Tea Party ladies.
Yeah.
Yes, a handful of reporters have been roped into a lawsuit that has roiled the Tea Party since 2009, as Tea Party Express's Amy Kremer has been asked to produce her communications with them as part of an ongoing litigation related to her defamation suit against Tea Party Patriots. Please and thank you, trademark. Lawyers for Lee Martin, the husband of Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin.
Please and thank you.
Have served Kremer and her counsel with a request for records of correspondence with several journalists. In 2009, Tea Party Patriots sued Kremer after Kremer left the group to join Tea Party Express. You know, there's only one way to do this old American Gladiator style. They need to get in a ring with those giant tampons, beat each other senseless over who gets the right Tea Party name.
Actually, more like giant Q-tips, really.
Right. Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. All right.
Tampon is funnier, though.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Fight, fight, fight. Oh, girls, don't fight. You're both dummies. Okay, 17 minutes after the hour.
As long as they take off their lace panties.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ahoo, werewolves of London.
Ow.
Ahoo.
Ahoo. I should give out no-no hair removal devices as Halloween treats.
I'm sure Nono would love the publicity.
22 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. Oh, we were just talking about Senator Butch-me-up, Senator Huckleberry Butch-me-up.
Yep. As Lindsey Graham says, keep your filthy paws off my silky drawers.
Senator Butch-me-up is going down.
What?
Say what?
What now? His re-election campaign looming. He has seen his approval rating decline steadily in 2013, according to new poll findings.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, Lord.
I hope he sticks around because
37%,
I like making fun of him.
37% South Carolina voters approve of him. 48% disapprove.
Oh, my star.
Oh, Lindsay. Perhaps even more he's going to start drunk dialing Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Perhaps even more disconcerting for Graham, who is staring at a GOP primary.
I'm going to change my name to Butch.
His deep drop among Republican voters in South Carolina among Republican voters, and three Republicans have already announced their intention to teabag him.
Sorry, what?
To challenge him in the
primary. Right. From the right.
Mary, there. Right, right. That'll be awkward. Okay, let's go to Mary in Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mary. Hi, Mary.
Oh,
hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that when I heard that the Stephanie Miller Show was coming back to Madison, I bought my tickets immediately.
Yay!
And that also I was at the very first show, and just it came at such a tense and stressful time that it is like going to a support group.
Aww, thank you.
Well,
that's where Sexy Liberal was born. Madison, home of the labor movement and the Sexy Liberal movement. There you go.
Yeah, so we're gonna need your spirit again because we're keep fighting. And also, I just wanted to say quickly too that as far as the Affordable Care Act, I mean, so many people don't realize that it could really affect them. I was denied insurance once because I had asthma, and you know who doesn't have asthma actually with air pollution now.
And
so forth. I mean, sometimes you get denied for things that you had no idea, because I went off of a group policy and I went into a private practice with somebody that didn't offer me insurance, and I had to pay $1,000 a month to try to get coverage, And also now, because of the Affordable Care Act, my husband, because of Scott Walker, might, he's a teacher, he might be forced into retirement next year early.
Oy.
And I'll be off of his policy, and now with the Affordable Care Act, I will probably be able to find some coverage if I lose his coverage.
Right, good for you. And let's hope we can force Scott Walker into early retirement instead of your husband. How about that?
You know, there's another John Doe investigation that just was revealed.
Really?
So the first one, they found that they had opened a second John Doe investigation before the previous one closed down, and now it's broader than the first one was.
Oh, dear.
And it's even going into aspects of the recall election, into what is suspected that there were a lot of abnormalities there.
All right. Well, Mary, we will talk about all that in Madison. Very, very exciting news. Wanker-related news, Jim. All right, a good piece in the New York Times about Kathleen Sebelius' grilling yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know, she was grilled by Republicans outraged that some people's individual policies were quote unquote canceled because of health care reform. Some of the rants bordered on the comical. Cory Gardner, Republican of Colorado, brandished his cancellation letter and demanded that Ms. Sebelius nullify the health law for all residents of his congressional district. Oh, please, Drama King. I am all over right here. But in between lashings, Ms. Sebelius managed to make an important point. Yes, some people will be forced to upgrade their policy, she said, but that's preferable to the status quo before the passage of the Affordable Care Act, when insurers could cancel policies on a whim. And we've been trying to make that point all morning. The individual market in Kansas, she said, and anywhere in the country, has never had consumer protections. People are on their own. They could be locked out, priced out, dumped out, and that happened each and every day. So this will finally provide the kind of protections that we all enjoy in our health care plans. A true cancellation, she was saying, is when someone gets a letter saying they're losing their insurance and cannot renew. That was common practice in the individual market for people with expensive conditions. Under the new law, no one will ever get a letter like that again. They cannot be turned down for insurance. That's a really important point. The so-called cancellation letters waved around at yesterday's hearing were simply notices that policies would have to be upgraded or changed. Some of those old policies were so full of holes they didn't include hospitalization or maternity care or coverage of other serious conditions. Republicans were apparently furious that the government would dare intrude on an insurance company's freedom to offer a terrible product to desperate people.
Yeah.
And here's the Marsha Blackburn bite we were playing again.
Some people like to drive a Ford, not a Ferrari, and some people like to drink out of a red Solo cup, not a crystal stem.
Right.
Some people like to crawl through broken glass.
Crystal stem.
And by saying, luckily, a comprehensive and affordable health insurance policy is no longer a Ferrari, it's now a basic right. And I think that's the important point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Joel in Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Joel.
Hey, Steph. I just want, the next time one of those trolls call in and are complaining about the president lying and or whatever they're whining about,
right,
can we just point him back to George W. Bush and him standing on the aircraft carrier in 2003 saying mission accomplished, because, you know, there's a big fat lie. So,
yeah.
You know, and
let's not forget the ones that got us into the war in the first place.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, I don't think.
I know. Well, you know, Joel, and that's a great point. Those were lies that got how many, hundreds of thousands of people killed. And these are lies that are getting, millions of people insurance. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
29 minutes after the hour. I just got exercise.
Are you okay?
Fine. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
There are three things I have learned never to discuss with people: religion, politics, and the great pumpkin.
Happy Halloween! 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Corky in Rochester. Hey, Corky, welcome. Hello, Corky. Hello. Corky's not paying attention.
Mm.
I love Chris Matthews' tweet. Mr. and Mrs. Angry Right Winger, you might want to check your GPS, your map, your continent, your calendar, your century. Ah! Fair enough. How's about this cartoon? There's a bunch of Republicans huddled around a pregnant lady's belly saying, we'll do whatever we can to protect your life. And then there's a woman holding the baby, and they're saying, now you're on your own. Get a job, moocher. I hope your tramp mom doesn't want food stamps to feed you or medical insurance. See what the point is, like Randy Rhoads would say. Love the fetus, hate the child. 34 after. Audra in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Audra.
Hey, Mama and the Mooks. How are you? And happy Halloween.
Thank you. You too.
I am calling. I have a comment, and then I have a very heartfelt request.
Okay.
My comment is, yesterday on the Ed Schultz radio show, some guy called in and actually had the nerve to pose the question about why it was fair that women should no longer be suffering the consequence of being a pre-existing condition because they are a woman.
Right.
They do require so much more health care, blah, blah, blah. And Ed, much to my dismay, has no response for that. And I'm going to provide one, which is, someone had to knock her up, and the last time I checked, it was a guy.
Right.
And it takes, and I think the expense of child rearing, beginning with making them, should be shared by everyone.
Yes. There you go. Very, very, you know what? I was supposed to be on Ed tomorrow, but I'll be on next week. I'm going to be out of town tomorrow, but I will tell him that. I will talk to him about your lady bits.
Yes, thank you. If you would, I'd be so impressed.
I will explain the lady bits situation.
Yes, please do, in detail, if you would.
Okay.
And my request is, last time I called in, you asked me if I was your favorite, Audra. And alas, alack, anon, I'm not. But since then, I've suffered a bit of PTSD over that. And I was wondering if it would go a long way to healing me if I could be your official redheaded stepchild, Audra.
Yes, indeed, you can.
Thank you.
Mommy loves you all equally.
I love you guys.
All right,
keep
love
up
you,
the
Audra.
Good work. You're the only reason I stay sane.
Aw. Aw, I love you. Aw.
We're the only reason she stays sane?
Nice. See? You see? Every day, the need for mental health coverage, Chris, is becoming clearer and clearer. Many people hinging their sanity on...
on you.
Oops, this is me, barely tethered to my own. Okay, Representative Fred Upton, Republican of Michigan.
Over the months leading up to October 1 launch, the Secretary and her colleagues at HHS repeatedly looked us in the eye and testified that everything was on track.
God. If there was any ounce of concern about actually fixing the things and not just gotcha, yeah. I would be more. Okay, Representative Pete Olson, I guess he's going to mention that the website.
The program has crashed and burned at least 3 times, and the user is still having problems. It's been down the whole time you've been testifying. The system is down at this moment.
Yeah, you can't deny that the system being down at the moment of her testifying about it.
Yeah, it's kind of
bad. Tried to bring it up, and it was down.
Probably bad timing.
Bad optics.
I'm going to go with a right-wing hacker. I'm going to go with a right-wing hacker conspiracy
Stephanie.
Theory.
Stephanie.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Don't you talk to me in that Marsha Blackburn
Stephanie.
Voice.
Stephanie. Come on.
Oh, my God. Okay, Representative Henry Waxman, Democrat of California.
The Affordable Care Act is working. It has been improving the health security of millions of Americans for the past 3 years.
Once again, it is more than just a website. The website will be fixed.
Yes, and the act is working.
Our friend, Representative Frank Pallone, who is awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Democrat of New Jersey.
Insurance companies are canceling lousy policies with high prices because they can't compete.
Thank you.
And it's not Frank Stallone.
No, I knew that.
Okay. Whom you went on a date with.
No, I did not.
Adrian!
He
hit on you at the Playboy Mansion.
Yes.
Okay.
Try to get your story, your pathetic Stephanie Miller story straight,
good
won't
Lord.
You?
Where else are you going to hit on
you
somebody?
Went on a date with Weird Al. That's what it
was.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Fine American Paul Whitefield in the L.A. Times. Jim, I think he listens to us. He has written a op-ed entitled, Throw Out Obamacare? Yes. And give us a single-payer system.
Yes.
Yes.
That's yes.
He says that the old saying go, even a blind pig finds an ear of corn sometimes. I love folksy sayings like that. What was the one I just heard? Who did it the other day? Something about, hang on a second, her grandfather used to say something, you can throw the truth in a river 5 days after a lie and the truth will catch up.
Hmm.
Okay. Anyway, she's saying everything will be fine about the health care. I forget her name. Okay. Anyway, so he says, they're right. It's a mess. It deserves to be euthanized, perhaps by its own special death panel. And I have just a thing to replace it with, a single-payer system.
There we go.
Jonah Goldberg happily reminded readers Tuesday in an article subtly headlined Obama's Big Lie. Oddly, I don't recall him writing a similar column when the Bush-Cheney crowd couldn't find Saddam Hussein's phantom WMD, but who's counting? The truth is Democrats are fighting for and being torched over a plan they never wanted in the first place. In fact, Republicans are killing Democrats over the health care system they invented. Recall it was a Republican think tank that came up with the individual mandate, which the GOP now decries as the devil's tool, and it was Republican Governor Mitt Romney who first put in place an Obamacare-like system in Massachusetts. Dealing with the Republican Party these days is like dealing with a 16-year-old daughter trying to buy a prom dress. Too ugly, too cheap, too expensive. God, no, not that one. You've got to be kidding. I know I liked that one yesterday, but now I don't. So as I see it, we have two choices. We can go with the Republicans' new health care plan, or we can go to a single-payer system. We can do what we should have done in the first place and expand Medicare to include all Americans.
There you go.
Oh, no, the Republicans will wail. We can't do that. It's too expensive. How do we ever pay for it? Easy. The same way you and George W. Bush paid for two wars and an expensive prescription drug plan, we'll borrow the money. I mean, if we could borrow $1 trillion to blow up a couple of Middle Eastern countries and millions to buy the votes of senior citizens, surely we can borrow $1 trillion or so to make the basic health care needs of all Americans. Scrap it, give us a single payer system the rest of the grown up world already has.
All
LA
right.
Times. LA Times. Good stuff. Let's do it. Let's go to George in Minnesota. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, George. Hello, George.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to point out that George Bush never said mission accomplished in that speech on the aircraft.
Right.
Carrier.
He just had them put a giant banner behind him that said
No, that's not the truth either.
Oh, really?
That banner.
It was not yes, for the
that banner.
Wait for it. It was put up by the troops, right? Oh, that's a
wait
fox.
A minute.
That's a fox
do
lie
I,
from so long
do I,
ago.
Do I get it? Do I get a chance to make my point,
yes,
or do I get interrupted through the
story? As long as you don't lie.
Okay. The aircraft
well, now he's out.
Was 2 days from coming into port, and am I on air?
Yes.
Okay. They were about 2 days from coming into port after a six-month cruise. They were turned around. They were anxious to get home. They were turned around and sent back to the Iraq War to participate in the first part of the Iraq War. And now they were finally coming home after an extended, about 11 or 12-month cruise. And they put the sign up there that their mission
no,
was
No, they did not.
No, they
that
did
is
not.
A lie.
They
no.
did, too.
No, they
I
did not.
I saw a letter,
no,
saw
they
a letter
did not.
That was written by the captain.
No, they did not. That has been debunked a long time ago.
Yep.
Please make your, could you make your right-wing lies at least fresher, for God's sake?
This decade?
Those
please?
Are musty, musty, musty old right-wing
and he
lies.
He landed that plane on the deck. No, he was a passenger.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The A6 is a two-seater plane.
Someone
really?
Else was jiggling the stick between his legs.
Sorry, what?
Pardon me?
Excuse me?
Okay. Oh, God.
Boy.
Gerald in California. Hello, Gerald.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was calling on the health care and on Obama's statements.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, we end up with a dual standard of left and right. And on the Iraq War, where you are narrowing and saying, Bush lied, people died. There were 30 other countries that went in. There was intelligence that went through Congress and said,
oh,
that they all voted
really? Hello, everybody. Welcome to Musty Talking Point Day.
Hans Blix is on the ground. He knew that there were no weapons of mass destruction. It wasn't Saddam Hussein who kicked him out. It was the Bush administration. Because they didn't want.
Oh, dear. And once again, let's review. George Bush lied about things that got hundreds of thousands of people killed.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you want to say Obama lied, which is not exactly accurate, it's to get millions of people health insurance. There's it's to save millions of people's lives. Not
tens of thousands or possibly hundreds
right?
of thousands of people. Or
yes.
trying to save people's lives.
Right.
Hmm. Which
right.
is better.
Right. And he was less than, I guess, precise in his language. You can keep your insurance if it obviously conforms to the law we just passed. Okay. Let's go to...
And was deemed constitutional by the Supreme Court.
Thanks. Arthur in Studio City. Hello, Arthur.
Hey, morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm a conservative person, but I'm finding myself more and more agreeing with you on a lot of things.
Come fully into the light. Okay, Arthur, go on.
Well, listen, I don't think the Republican Party is conservative. I think they're a bunch of whack jobs, a bunch of neocons. But anyways, I wanted to ask you about the penalty for not buying insurance.
Right.
How are poor people going to pay the penalty if they can't afford to buy insurance? And how is the government going to collect on that money? And how much is the penalty?
I don't know the actual amount, but I...
Because, I mean, if it's a couple a couple hundred bucks, the government's not going to spend the time and the energy to come after you.
But
if you don't have the money...
I believe it comes out of your... I think it's in your taxes.
But if if you're that poor anyway, you're going to get subsidized for pretty much the whole thing. So why not get insurance?
I mean, that's... Exactly.
But how much is the penalty?
He'll find out. But, I mean, obviously... And again, this is a Republican idea, too, a mandate, because, you know, people aren't going to do it otherwise. And that's how the whole system is strained now. All right. We are Googling said situation. 45 minutes after the hour. Hello? 45 minutes after the hour.
$95 per person for the year.
Okay. But as you said, if they're that poor that you can't afford $95, obviously you're going to have there's subsidies available to get health care
exactly.
for probably virtually nothing.
Yeah.
And then you see you have something that protects. Okay.
Better yet, Medicare for all.
Okay.
Well, there's that, but we don't have that, so we have to
talk
in the real world.
I want it.
45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now 1-800-STEP-12.
Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his
Stephanie Miller.
They did the Monster Mash.
Yeah.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
Oh.
Mash.
All right. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Happy Halloween. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. Hey, in honor of all the dead talking points that have already been used, the musty old dead lies of the Bush administration, what are the chances? We had two trolls, too. Mm-hmm. Two trolls in one talking about blah, blah, blah. I thought it was interesting. This new book is out.
Yep.
About the Bush-Cheney White House or Cheney Bush.
Sure. Yeah.
Bush has often been characterized as a puppet to Cheney, but a new book debunks that narrative.
Sure.
The author says the two were actually on opposite sides of a host of issues, a rift he said began well before Bush refused to pardon Scooter Libby.
Ah.
Right. What I was surprised by was just how far apart President Bush and Vice President Cheney had drifted by the end of the administration. Aw. They were on opposite ends on so many things: Iran, North Korea, Syria, Lebanon, Russia, federal spending, the auto bailout, climate change, gun rights, and gay rights. The two had such strong differences that Cheney offered to step down as vice president on three separate occasions. Well, that was another lapse in judgment by Bush to have not accepted that. He said he didn't think President Bush took him seriously the first two times, so he went back. Before Bush decided against dumping Cheney, he seriously considered the alternative. Even Bill Frist, the well-known video doctor.
Yeah.
He does all his diagnosis by video, as you recall.
He diagnosed Terry Schiavo
right.
via video,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, yeah. What was really interesting to me was that what he said about why he decided to think about it, because among other reasons, it would show who was really in charge. Clearly, it rankled him to suggest that he wasn't.
Uh-huh.
Really? That he was some sort of dummy puppet? That's whoever said that? That's crazy. But Cheney did take advantage of Bush's limited national security experience early on in the Bush administration, you think? He did see a place for himself as a first among kind of equals advisor to help shape the direction of the administration. He managed to outmaneuver rivals like Condi Rice, Colin Powell, and so on in the beginning. But eventually Bush really began, even in Cheney's account of this, feeling more confident in his own judgments. And why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? They were all so good. Oh, that false bravado. Don't you miss it. Based on, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Wayne in Connecticut. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, Steph. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I was wondering, do you think Marsha Blackburn, well, she made the comment about some people like to drink out of the red Solo cups as opposed to stemware. Do you think she understands that it's actually government requirements that that red Solo cup actually holds liquid and that it's not manufactured full of holes?
Yes. Yes, I think that I think that is lost upon her. Let's go to Michael in San Jose. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike. Hello, Michael. Michael, going once, going twice. Mike in
Hello.
Whoa.
Hi, Michael.
Regarding Ed's comment about maternity leave, I've got a better answer for the lady because I thought that she might start triggering a few libertarian sentiments where, why do I have to care about that kid's kid? But it's a health care system. Maternity leave is something that is a definite health care cost. So why wouldn't it be bundled into the package?
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's I think she was saying, being a woman was a pre-existing condition before the Affordable Care Act. Mike in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Big fan since 2005.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
All right.
I think Kathleen Sebelius really missed an opportunity. All she had to do was go in front of the committee and say, nobody could have imagined this. And she's off. She gets off scot-free because it's been historically proven that that'll happen.
What'll happen?
That you know, all is forgiven. If all you have to do is say, no one could have imagined that this would happen.
Yeah, right. Like Condi Rice. No one could have imagined.
Yeah.
Unless one had read the presidential daily briefing, no one could possibly imagine people flying planes into buildings. Salon has a great piece called Rate Shock, the GOP's Shameful New Obamacare Lie. It does get a little exhausting, doesn't it?
Kind of. A little bit.
They write, if you're a healthcare reform supporter, found yourself arguing with a conservative about a Obamacare this week, you've probably been confronted with three different... Try hosting a talk radio show and see how many you deal with. Okay, one, millions of people with individual market health care coverage are getting cancellation notices. Two, people who got those notices are now experiencing rate shock. That's the new term, rate shock. President Obama thus lied. President Obama lied to the public when he said, if you like it, covered, blah, 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 blah. As always, though, the point of the complaints isn't to address or rectify problems. Thank you, but rather to deploy them as subterfuge to wreck the entire reform edifice. That's exactly it. That guy that called in earlier, he's like, yeah, but the president is dead. Okay.
I think pundits do that in order to wreck Obamacare. I think the average person says that because they might believe it.
Also, they sound like they're eight, and they got a fudge sickle instead of a cream
sickle.
Those
are the pundits. That's
okay.
Not, yeah.
Some people who receive these notices will be pleasantly surprised to find the most similar plan offered by their current provider is actually cheaper than their old one. Others will find a similar plan will cost a little more. What they won't be told, because insurers don't want to downsell or advertise for their competitors, is that they're likely to find a different plan available through their state exchange that's closer to the same price or cheaper. If they can't find a cheaper one, then there's a decent chance that federal subsidies will reduce their out-of-pocket costs. It's only the remainder, and it's likely to be a small remainder, that generally will have no choice but to either pay more money or pay a fine or go without coverage. The reminder will be higher than it needs to be. People are discouraged from shopping around. And that's the point. That's this whole point, is they're trying to actively discourage people from getting insurance. That's really the point I was making on Monday. Conservatives only care about these problems insofar as they can be used to trash or undermine the law in its entirety. That's why they never, ever mention any of the millions of people who will or are already benefiting from the law. If they did, they'd have to entertain solutions to these problems and don't essentially kick a tent pole out from underneath the whole system. The disruption we're seeing in the individual insurance market is mostly by design, and it's mostly a good thing. Rates were low for healthy people precisely because their old sick neighbors were priced out or locked out of the system. They were also low because many of the policies on the market didn't actually fulfill the function of insurance, which is to hedge against financial catastrophe. Thank you, Salon. Some very good points. John in South Carolina, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, John.
Hi. I'd like to make a couple quick points.
Okay.
First thing is I am just, I'm not even a fan of his, but I mean, it seems like we're always on this bash Bush thing, and those days are over. They're over 6 years ago.
Right.
And my first point was
that, so we should forget about the illegal war and all the dead people didn't need to be dead?
Well, the Obama administration continued that war and continued to hunt down Saddam Hussein, so he must have been on the same page as the Bush administration.
Saddam Hussein was executed by the time George Bush left office.
So, and then the other thing.
Oh my God. No. I can't even go on after that.
Oh, Lord.
Saddam bin Laden sane.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Obama continued that war. Right.
Sinbad the Sailor. Yes.
Wow! Right. 58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Happy Halloween. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Margaret in Madison. Steph, first thing this morning, bought my tickets for Sexy Liberal at the Barrymore in Madison. Only got the regular admission. I've already met you, and I'd rather spend the money on alcohol for myself this time.
Yes.
I say this with love for you and for alcohol. Whatever, Margaret, you
lush
booze hound.
Hey, the name of the lush in 9 to 5 was named Margaret.
All right.
She's down at Charlie's getting drunk.
This is from Audra, the famous Audra. Hi, Steph. Kate bought tickets this morning to Sexy Liberal Madison. It's cool because it's my birthday month. It was her birthday surprise.
Ah.
I wanted to ask you if you would think about some entertainment to open the show in Madison. I'm a pretty good performer. I could bust out a couple of songs or maybe just one. Seriously, give me 60 seconds. I'll get that crowd fired up. I could sing Raise Your Glass. Oh, that one. You remember. Don't get fancy, just get dancy. It's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show.
What? Right. Tonight the night. We're gonna party Saturday night.
Wow.
Sexy liberals.
That's the way we roll.
Yeah. Time to talk too much. Come on. Come on. Turn the radio up. Where's mama at?
Where's mama?
Yes.
Woo.
Come on. Raise your glass.
Yeah.
Stephanie.
Yay. Well, we may just do that. We must just have you rock one out before the show. And then the big, what also makes a good gift?
What?
Seattle Sexy Liberal December 14th tickets for Chris Mahana, Kwanzaa, Stefika.
Whatever.
Right?
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
Rocky Mountain Mike will be there along with a bunch of other Steph heads.
Wrapping up the Sexy Liberal comedy tour for 2013, the Emerald City is about to get a brand new dose of hilarity.
Welcome back, Seattle.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show returns to Seattle.
No, I've never been the kind of going for that sort of self-congratulatory hoopla.
Saturday, December 14th, the Paramount Theater welcomes the return of Stephanie Miller.
The greatest radio talk show host ever.
John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks in the plush and historic Paramount Theater, which has hosted Ella Fitzgerald and the Marx Brothers. The Paramount now welcomes Stephanie Miller.
I want you to meet a very charming lady.
And it's about time.
And her special brand of sexy liberal comedy. Tickets are available by going to stgpresents.org or the Paramount box office or sexyliberal.com. Don't miss this show December 14th.
What a festive day.
This is the Sexy Liberal Show at the historic Paramount Theater.
Good night, Seattle. We love you.
Woo-hoo. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. And Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks filling in for me tomorrow with the Mooks.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be another big Sexy Liberal announcement on Monday. All right. Jeff in Seattle. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, just, I'm good.
Okay.
How have you been?
Oh, for the love of God.
You just asked for that.
Hey, just a quick question for you.
Mm.
Why don't, to make this Obamacare real simple, why don't we just make it voluntary? If you voted for Obama and you approved of it,
give up
your insurance and help it out.
Right.
What I think a lot more people would go for it if it was just voluntary. Why isn't it?
Right, because then that would be exactly the same horrible broken system that we had.
Why is that? If people
you think our healthcare system has been working perfectly, really?
Well, I have no complaints.
Oh, okay. Well, then it must be fine.
Well, yeah, so
okay.
I'm just wondering why not make it voluntary? Why not you volunteer to give
Well, you know why? Because
right
that was a Republican idea, the mandate. That came from the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, back in 1989.
And Mitt Romney. No, the mandate. That's what makes it not voluntary. That's a Republican idea.
Yes, it came from the Heritage Foundation in 1989.
Okay. All right, we're talking about something that was back when, and Mitt Romney.
It was a great idea,
right?
So we ran with it, of course.
Oh, you ran with it?
Yes.
How many years later? 89? What?
Oh, so we didn't get this done fast enough for you. We didn't get it fast enough for you, but we should get rid of it.
Yeah, that's what you just said.
Why didn't Obama do it in 1989?
Why didn't he do it in 89 when he was
Kenyan
president?
Voodoo
what?
In Myanmar.
Oh, you know the answer to that, sir, because he was still in Kenya then, for God's sake.
Yes, right.
1989.
And how many times did he ask you how you were doing?
A lot.
Wow.
Apparently he didn't listen to Jim.
Since the days of Marconi and 78 RPM records, when calling a radio station, while it may seem polite to ask the host, how are you, or how you doing, or depending on the maturity level of the radio program, how's it hanging? If you call a radio station and the host responds in intelligible English, you may assume that the host has not suffered some traumatic brain injury or is vomiting blood into the wastebasket. It is probably safe to assume that the host has not been infected with Ebola, anthrax, blastomycosis, Argentine hemorrhagic fever, bubonic plague, dengue fever, Creutzfeldt-Jakob, Steinberg, Flavin, or hepatitis A through Z, or Z if you're from Canada. However, if you're calling the Stephanie Miller Show, you may safely assume that the host has
chlamydia,
and that the correct salutation is, of course, talk, whore!
Ah.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sure he will be much more helpful in that regard next time. Okay.
Okay, come on. Come on, say talk, whore. Whoever you're going to next, say talk, whore.
Ellie in Minnesota.
Hi, Stephanie. Oh. I have to call. Hi.
You can't make other girls do it. They love me. Hi, Ellie.
Hi. Hi, I'm the official retired air traffic controller of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, hi.
Hi. You know, all these people who've been talking about being thrown off policy.
By the way, I'm glad you're retired and not doing it currently while you're talking to me, Ellie.
Oh, yes. Well, we wouldn't want to do that. No.
United anyway, 3-4-9-er. Oops.
Oops.
Yeah.
Hang on.
You should never hear the word oops in a control tower.
Hang on. Yes, I'm on a talk radio show. Hang on.
Anyway, the folks that are being supposedly thrown off their policies, the standards that they've got are actually the same standards that the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program has, and that's the same program that the Congress critters and the President and all the other federal employees enjoy and have been enjoying. So basically, Obamacare is just bringing people up to the same standard that feds have enjoyed for decades.
Thank you. You are the smartest girl in class. By the way, may I buzz the tower? No.
I don't know if LAX would enjoy that.
No, they would not.
They don't have a sense of humor about those sort of things.
Notoriously uptight at
Bob
LAX.
Bob Hope, they may enjoy that.
Yeah, Bob Hope,
a little looser. Burbank, a little loosey-goosey. Small town airporty.
Especially when you're named after a comedian. You know?
You got a good joke, they'll let you do it.
Exactly.
You remember I told you the sign I saw in the South that said, you know, it had all the things like no knife, pictures of things, knives, no guns, no past this point, and one of the things is no jokes.
Right.
But not at Bob Hope Airport.
No.
At Bob Airport, you've got to have a joke.
That's a laugh a minute there.
You can't leave your laptop, and what's your joke? Okay, you can go.
They need to have Britt Eklund standing right out there.
There you go.
Yes.
Julie in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Julie.
Oh, hi, Stephanie. I'm so excited. I finally have something to share with you. I have an answer for the people who can't afford insurance and need to purchase it about the penalty.
Right.
I took a course online from Zeke Emanuel. He's one of the architects of the plan. He's just wonderful, funny.
Right, he's a doctor. I just met him a couple of weeks ago at Bill Maher's show. He was on the show, and I was backstage, and I got to chat with him for a bit. But yeah, he is great.
He's awesome. And that course, what they taught us is that basically people who can't afford it or people who choose not to purchase it, the way that it works is the following year on your tax form, you have to self-report. So, you know, there's no way to collect on that money. So all these people who are telling us that there's going to be these penalties and throwing all this fear around, it's a bunch of crap. This is the best thing that they could get passed at the time, but this is only one pass. We'll be moving towards single payer eventually. So,
oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that. It's really all self-report for the penalty.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I love when people accuse us of trying to get to single payer. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Computer says yes.
Got me. Got me. Ooh, you are good. Okay, let's go to Chris in San Francisco. Hi, Chris.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for
go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I have a theory that the Republicans are so outraged, and they are about the way the rollout is happening, that I think what they want to do is they want to take credit when it actually succeeds.
No. Oh, is this going to be their idea again, you mean? Going to be like, see,
right.
Yeah, we did that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that, you know, it's because they know it's going to succeed. So, right. Of course, you know, exactly. So
bust out the mission accomplished banner again.
Yeah. Wow, you think they really, even they'll be able to do that with a straight face? Why, we have always said this was a good idea. We have always been at war with East Asia.
Right.
Wow, that would be, well, I wouldn't put it past them. Right?
Right.
See, we said, back with a member of that Heritage Foundation, Mitt Romney. Thank God the president finally listened to us. If only it had been in 1989. That guy. Okay.
Oh,
all right. 17 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call Stephanie now. She's easy. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Booking that one right away.
Right. That pitch was probably just professional, Chris. Not about you at all.
Yes, I just got a pitch from a publicist. How to deal with workplace unhappiness.
What do you
drink
have to be
heavily.
Unhappy about, you moron?
Drink heavily.
21 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number.
Problem solved.
Good news for Alec Baldwin. The FAA has allowed portable electronic devices to be used during the entire flight now.
Yep.
That does not, so you can play your words with friends, apparently, but you cannot, it does not include the use of cell phones or tablets to make phone calls or send text messages during takeoff or landing. So there. Okay. So we still have to listen to people go, I gotta go. No, I gotta go. Honey, I know. I do. I love you. I gotta go. I know. I gotta turn it off now. You know.
Well, that's still making a phone call.
Right. That's what I'm saying is you're going to hear people doing that.
Yes.
Right. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Why? What's that? The Washington Post headline, Jim. Congratulations, America. Your deficit fell 37% in 2013.
Huh, wow.
You don't hear much about
thanks,
that from
Obama.
Republicans.
Thanks, Obama. Oh,
yeah,
wait. Thanks,
huh?
Obama.
Wait a minute, huh?
What? How?
What the?
Now?
Our friend Bernie Sanders wrote a great piece about when we're debating the budget again. It's just enough already with this deficit. Oh, we have to do something about
we
the
have
budget.
To cut
blah.
Spending.
We need to demolish the social safety net because of the blah, blah. The fun facts, would
are
you
wasting
like to hear?
All that money on bridge safety,
right?
Food safety. Sheesh.
Right. What's behind it? Most of all, more revenue. Oh, my gosh. What an idea. Huh. This reflects in part a stronger economy that increased income and payroll taxes. It also includes the expiration of a payroll tax holiday that increased tax receipts and higher rates for upper-income Americans agreed to for this calendar year. There was less spending amid the drawdown of U.S. involvement in Afghanistan, lower unemployment insurance benefits due to an improving economy, and the enactment of the government-enacted budget cuts, blah, blah, blah. Deficits for now are falling fast. If anything, too fast. The Fed said that fiscal policy is restraining growth. Thank you. Other independent economists outside the government have reached similar conclusions now where the deficits will fall so fast as to undermine the recovery. So hush already. The big bag of shoosh about the deficit, for God's sakes. Okay. Frank in Connecticut, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, listen, I just want to make a comment. I'm kind of tired of senior citizens that are wannabe students of the Limbaugh Institute for Advanced Conservative Studies saying how much Democrats ruin the country and how much they hate the government, and they're up to their ears in government. And I thought I started calling Social Security Roosevelt Care. I started calling Medicare Johnson Care, and that's what they're on, Democratic
program.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. We will take a very belated thank you. By the way, it's not, you know, when you go to factcheck.org?
Yes.
The callers today, I had to go way back because they were like really old lies.
But like the mission accomplished
right.
banner?
Right.
Yes.
The mission accomplished sign.
It was the sailors who
blah,
put it up
blah,
there.
Blah, blah, blah.
It was the Navy's
Later,
idea.
Bush's press secretary admitted that the sign was actually supplied by the White House.
That's
Oops.
Right.
And scene. Matt in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Matt.
Well, good morning, Stephanie. You'll have to forgive me. I've got a cold right now, but
thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Exactly. One thing I was thinking about is that in the lovely state of Florida, we have this lovely senator named Rubio who came on the news the other day, and he said 300,000 policies are going to be canceled because of all this disaster. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the question I had is that Blue Cross Blue Shield is going to lose 300,000 policies. Isn't that like millions and millions of dollars in losses?
Yes.
Well, why isn't Blue Cross Blue Shield screaming bloody murder about this?
Huh, that's an interesting point. Mm-hmm. I wonder why. Oh, I know.
Oh, because it's a big fat lie?
Yes, because, yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, you know, Matt, I've been saying, I don't know why more people aren't, like, you know, realizing this. The reason they're not just making the few tweaks to make the policies compliant is because they want people to either buy more expensive coverage or, you know, the same and then use the subsidy. Either way, they get more money, you know?
Yeah, it just seems that that part is always taken out of the conversation, yeah. And I'm ready to just turn it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Ruby will be happy to know that Obamacare covers dehydration.
Right, so, right.
Yeah.
Jennifer in Fort Worth, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jen. Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Well, the last fella just said what I was going to say.
Damn
it. So I just want to make another point that as a woman, I have to pay for prostate cancer treatment in my health insurance policy.
Thank you.
Thanks. You know?
Probably not an issue for you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
my prostate is fine. I just had it checked.
and I
supported you during your ectopic pregnancy,
right.
Jim, so I think, you know, all's fair.
Oh,
Debbie in Anchorage, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Deb.
Good morning, Steph and Mook. What a joy to talk to you guys. Hey, first of all, I was hoping you would allow me to be the official ambassador of low self-esteem for the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well,
I don't know. We got a whole bunch of low self-esteem in this room.
Now you're taking my job. But
yeah, I was sure that you wouldn't, but, you know, I thought I'd try. But also,
I just outsourced my own job. All right. Go ahead, Deb.
I've got my tickets, VIP tickets, to the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show in Seattle.
Yay!
Like,
woo!
And just a fair warning to you, I'm a 52-year-old, single, childless, wine-drinking lesbian.
Oh,
wow.
Hello,
hey, down. That's right up your alley.
Hello, down from Alaska.
So game on, girl.
Nice. Consider me warned.
Right on. You guys have a great day. I love your show.
Thanks.
I'm a faithful fan. I listen every day. I love waking up to Stephanie Miller.
Oh, thank you.
You're such a dirty girl. All right. Thank you, Deb. All right. Somebody sent me this is regarding Obama, the Goldilocks principle. The president is always underheating or overheating the national porridge. As the media and Republicans constantly remind us, Obama never gets it just right. Pete King was on MSNBC yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiron, King says Obama is too apologetic on spying. boy.
He's doing too much, not enough.
Right. And Jim Fowler tweeted, just as a reminder, I blame Congress for the NSA more than President Obama. If you give the executive branch power, expect it to be used. He tweeted again, despite efforts to craft plausible deniability, Congress knew it was giving the executive a blank check after 9/11 and was happy to do so. And, you know, that's exactly right. If Bush were still in office, there would be none of this. It's
mm-hmm.
only because, once again, it's Obama. Goldilocks principle. Thank you. Very good. It's never just right.
Yep.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12. We'll be right back.
Stephanie Miller.
You know perfectly well what holiday it is.
Okay, okay. Happy Halloween, everybody. Whoopee.
Oh, damn me.
And that was Margaret Hamilton who asked him the question.
Oh, wow.
OMG. Yeah. 34 minutes after the hour. What do you think? You're getting extra credit for that drop? No.
What?
I give you health care. That's enough for you. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Oh, by the way, we were talking about the worst, most racist Halloween costumes, and that's the little, the you know, those delightful three white folks that went as Trayvon Martin in blackface and a bloody hoodie, and the Jim Zimmerman with a ha-ha-ha-ha, Neighborhood Watch t-shirt, because it's funny. Okay, did you see this? George Zimmerman's wife says he left a bullet-ridden bullseye behind to threaten her.
Huh.
Wow.
Shelley Zimmerman found this piece, a nice piece of memorabilia in her parents' house after her split with her husband. She turned it over to the cops in Florida, complaining it was a menacing message for her.
You think?
From it's a bullet-ridden bullseye, and it was on her.
Hmm. Huh. He was just standing his ground.
Yeah, folders of the bullseye with 17 bullet holes in it surfaced yesterday on Radar Online. He is delightful. Isn't he awesome, Mark O'Meara?
Awesome. He's so awesome. It's awesome that he would leave that for his wife. He's such a giver.
So he left a bullet-ridden target, but not money for Mark O'Meara.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mark's probably wondering, was there any cash behind that?
That would be more awesome if I got paid!
Aw, Rand Paul's mad at Rachel Maddow. Oh! Without mentioning her by name, I'm not talking to her. Rand Paul dismissed Rachel Maddow's question surrounding his use of Wikipedia in campaign speeches. Nothing I said was not given attribution where it came from, though he did not. He credited the screenwriters for the movie Gattaca, though he did not name the actual guys that wrote that. Did that. The rest of us is making a mountain out of a molehill for people, I think, who are political enemies and have an axe to grind. After Maddow reported on his reciting Wikipedia's description of the movie's plot during an appearance, BuzzFeed noticed he did the same thing with the plot for Stand and Deliver in a June 2013 speech.
Sounds like he's kind of lazy.
Yeah. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger running for governor based totally on his movie catchphrases.
Yeah.
At least they were his.
Get back to the chopper.
Yeah.
It's not a tumor.
No. If you look at my speeches, there's never been any indication that I've tried to create credit for someone else's work, he said. So really, this is about information and attacks coming from haters. Oh, snap.
Oh, Mary Shimato's a hater.
The person who's leading this attack, I'm not saying any names. She's been spreading hate on me for 3 years now.
Wow. Didn't skin much.
And if you know, he said that he attributed the screenwriter for the stuff he said, but the stuff he said wasn't in the film. It was written on Wikipedia about the film.
Right.
So the screenwriter had nothing to do with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. As Hillary would say, turkey. Okay. By the way,
turkey?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Hillary, did you see there's a secret letter?
A what?
All of the female Democratic senators signed a secret letter to Hillary Clinton earlier this year encouraging her to run for president in 2016, a letter that includes the signature of Senator Elizabeth Warren and others who are mentioned as potential candidates. The letter, organized at the urging of Senator Barbara Boxer, was meant to be a private show of support from a group of 16 high-profile former colleagues and fans who are now senators, urging her to do what most people in the Democratic Party assume she will. Mm-hmm. Also, Claire McCaskill, who famously... was on Team Obama with me.
Yeah.
And there was some mishigas up in the whole mishpuka back then.
Yes, there was.
But is now, she has been calling on Clinton to run for months now publicly, and she is with the Ready for Hillary PAC. Claire McCaskill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guess who is not going to win?
Who?
Ken Cuccinelli.
The Cooch.
Oh, by the way, who is a former Hillary guy, Terry McAuliffe, of course, is about to administer an ass-whooping. This is in Daily Beast. Ken Cuccinelli making a bad candidate history in Virginia. He is the worst gubernatorial candidate in recent Republican history, according to Daily Beast. He is losing, but his supporters don't seem to know it. The latest ABC News Washington Post poll, he's trailing McAuliffe by 12 points and losing women by a stunning 24 points.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They don't like them all up in the cooch. McAuliffe is on track to win a commanding victory in an off-year election while a member of his party is in the White House, breaking a pattern that goes back to 1977. His success will likely carry down the ticket, giving Democrats their first statewide sweep in 30 years. Thank you, Cooch. Terry McAuliffe about to become the governor of Virginia, while Ken Cuccinelli will soon leave politics as one of the least successful gubernatorial candidates in recent Republican history. Nicely done. Let's hear it for the Cooch.
Well played, Cooch. Wow.
Steve in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Bush told five lies, not just weapons of mass destruction. He lied about the uranium shipments from Niger, which the French, who monitor all that, said no way. They lied about a German discredited informant named Curveball. They lied about the anthrax letter, which was proven to be a forgery. They lied about the centrifuge tubes, and they lied about the CIA memo from George Tenet.
Right. Yep.
But
yep.
Other than that, play, Mrs. Lincoln.
Yes, exactly. It's
lies. It's like you have to lie to live. You're a liabetic. You have liabetes. Twice a day you have to take a shot of insulin.
Oh, by the way, in other completely unrelated news, except that it involves disarming a dictator without firing as much as a water balloon at a country.
Yep.
This just in, Syria destroys all chemical weapons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks, Obama.
I was told I could keep my stapler.
No, not even that.
Not even a sneep.
Wow. Gotta see, give up weapons of mass destruction that he didn't even admit he had.
Yeah.
And give them all up without firing a shot. See how that's another Obama debacle. Debacle. You know what? Our friend Joan Walsh in Salon is echoing the same thing I've been saying. The pernicious myth of Obama's quote-unquote incompetence. Remember that? Remember the Syria debacle?
Yep.
Remember with huge, crazy, incompetent crisis debacle Mageddon. Gate.
Mageddon Gate.
Yes.
Just put gate on anything.
Joan says, months after getting the Benghazi and IRS stories completely wrong, pundits write off the president again. Declaring the president incompetent may be the symptom of false equivalence and journalistic balance. Okay, the right says Obama's evil and a Kenyan Muslim usurper ineligible to be president, and we won't go that far. The left says he's being sabotaged by an extremist Republican Party that won't accept his legitimacy. Well, that's a little shrill. Let's find something in the middle. How about incompetent? And that's it. So the mainstream media goes with that, as if that's because they can't seem, you know, imbalanced in any way.
Oh, of course not.
Right. Let's go to Sue in Rockville. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sue.
Hey, good morning. You know, this has been a truly terrifying Halloween episode of your show. These right-wing idiots who are calling in with old talking points. Now, I just want to...
They're calling him a dead talking points in behalf of Halloween, right?
Right. And here's the thing. I am not going to be plagiarized. I'm actually going to read from Wikipedia. Okay?
Oh, okay.
When he received an advance copy of the Mission Accomplished speech, Donald Rumsfeld took care to remove the use of the phrase Mission Accomplished in the speech itself. When Bob Woodward asked him about the changes, he said, I was in Baghdad. I was given a draft. I just died. I said, my God, it's too conclusive. And I fixed it and sent it back. They fixed the speech, but not the sign. These are quotes.
There you go. Well, there you are.
Okay. So would you please tell all the callers, they can look it up on Wikipedia, they can pretend it's their words, but these are the facts.
Okay. All
Thank
right.
You.
All right. Fine. You with your fancy facts.
Whatever.
Facts and Flavin.
Yes.
Hey, Sandy Day O'Connor officiated a gay wedding at the Supreme Court.
Huh.
Retired justice. Now, remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg did notorious, what did they call her? All right. Whatever. Retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
Huh?
Their shirts with the for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, notorious something, R whatever.
RBG?
Right. Notorious RBG. I need a nap.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, she officiated the wedding of a gay couple at the Supreme Court, at least the second such ceremony since the June decision there. And as I said, notorious whatever.
RPG?
Right.
RBG.
RBG.
She's not an RPG.
RPM?
Rocket-propelled grenade. I don't think they allow those in the Supreme Court.
No, they don't. That would get caught by the metal detector.
And meanwhile, Grampy is still, Grampy McCain, still behind the times on gay rights. Even though his wife is petitioning him to back the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, against the gays.
Mm-hmm.
Senator John McCain has not yet decided how he will vote, saying he's concerned the landmark civil rights legislation could result in reverse discrimination.
Well, come on.
What now?
What?
ENDA would prohibit, of course, workplace discrimination.
I discriminate against old white guys.
Sexual orientation. McCain said whether it imposes, his concerns are whether it imposes quotas. Oh, there's going to be quotas of gays now. Whether it has reverse discrimination, whether it has the kinds of provision that really preserve equal rights for all citizens, or like, for example, busing.
Busing?
Was done in the name of equality. Busing was a failure. Quotas were a failure. A lot of people thought they were solutions. They weren't. They bred problems.
You're going to bus gays?
And gays don't take buses.
No.
ENDA does not institute quotas, reverse discrimination, or
they
busing.
They tastefully appoint them, but they don't.
Federal law already makes it illegal to discriminate in hiring or employment on the basis of race, color, sex, nationality, religion, age, or disability. ENDA would simply make sure that LGBT individuals aren't singled out for special treatment. The legislation also prohibits what McCain referred to as reverse discrimination, saying it's illegal to retaliate against someone who may oppose the ENDA. Oh, Grampy. Grampy.
Oh, I don't have time for this. Grampy. I have to go buy a single piece of fruit with a coupon and then return it, making people wait behind me while I complain.
Quotas of gays bust back and forth across towns. Oh, it's just a nightmare of biblical... Okay.
Whatever.
All right, 45 minutes.
You're even hard-pressed to find a gay in a subway, let alone a bus.
Gays don't do public transportation. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
La, 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 la. It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Bouncy little ditty about suicide. Isn't that fun?
La, la, la. Okay, this hour brought to you by Carbonite. All right. Happy Halloween, everybody. I'm Hal Sparks, sexy liberal, filling in for me tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Mommy needs me time. Don't ask.
With your wine.
And yep, right. With my beloved wine. Terry in Indianapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Steph. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. Let's get serious for just a minute. I want to talk about, I don't care about Obamacare. I don't care about private health insurance. I think it's all broke. But what I do care about is not wanting government involved any more in my health insurance than what it is. I am a ATP by trade. I've been doing what I do for 24 years. And what I do, Steph, is unfortunately I get the opportunity to work with kids and adults, bariatrics, you name it, who suffer from conditions that take their mobility away. But I also deal with kids who suffer from illnesses caused at birth and that have affected their mobility, their ability to breathe, their mobility to move.
Mm-hmm.
I work with adults who were just told that they've been diagnosed with ALS and they're going to lose their mobility. So what I do is I go and work with these people and say, this is what we can do to keep you healthy. This is what we can do to keep you independent and mobile. A lot of the people right now that I work with, whether they're children or all the way up to our seniors, are somewhere involved with Medicare or Medicaid, okay? And I can tell you over the last two decades that I've been doing this, on both Medicare and the Medicaid side of things, reimbursement for the equipment that these people need has gone down and down, and in some cases, it's in the toilet. It's off the map. And it's all about saving the taxpayer dollars. And now, what private health insurance companies are doing, such as Aetna, Cigna, you name it, and this has been going on for years, they see how much Medicare and Medicaid in certain states are paying for this type of equipment, and they say, well, if they're only paying that much, why should we pay more?
Dear God.
So then what they do is they come to us, and they say, we're going to continue to pay for this equipment, but we're going to pay you at 25% below current Medicaid or Medicare reimbursement. If you actually did research into CMS, I'm telling you, Stephanie.
Okay. All right. Oh, gosh, something happened to the phone line. I'm sorry. The cartoon birds in my
head. And another thing. I don't know. Also, when...
Stumbling around, drunkenly looking for a point.
Conditions apply.
Also, it wasn't just me that was losing the will to live in the middle of that. He seemed like a perfectly nice gentleman.
The same time, also to...
I just had a thought.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Supplementally.
It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Okay.
And then, one time at band camp...
Okay. I'm going to say that the point of that whole call was Medicare for All. Let's just go with
that.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
That's the answer to everything today.
That was turning dangerously close into Sarah Palin word salad.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. D in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, D.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
I'll try and get right to the point.
Oh, that would... Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you. God, thanks. Holy crap. Sorry, go ahead.
I have two people I know, acquaintances, because they're Republicans, but both of these people are self-employed and have had their plans canceled. Both these people are heavy utilizers of health care. One of them has, like, a serious heart condition. And I think what's happening, they both said they got letters about a much more expensive plan. So the insurer didn't take away their right to be insured. They canceled the plan to drive them into a more expensive plan.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, don't think that suddenly the insurance companies have stopped thinking about ways to make money, you know? I mean,
right. And I told these people, I said, you are the people who will benefit from ACA the most because they're not going to ask you all those health care questions. So I just want to send that message because I do love everyone, even conservatives, that if you think this is a bad thing, you should really investigate it before you make that decision because someone who's in their early 60s has a lot of problems, you're going to go on that website or call, and they're not going to ask you your health history.
Right. Exactly, exactly, and that is a huge thing. All right. You know what? I wonder if Nicole Kidman's plan, Jim, covers being suppressive and glib.
Oh, dear.
I'm guessing Tom Cruise is not happy.
No.
Boing, boing, boing.
That was a shocking headline. Tom Cruise, not my great love. Really? Was that somewhat less than off? I was so young, she said, you know, with no disrespect to what I had with Tom, I've met my great love now. I was a child, really, when I got married, and I needed to grow up. And then she also said that they both, you know, when you're going through the fame bubble, only the person sleeping next to you can really understand it.
Okay.
And he was the one sleeping next to you? It was pillows. It was pillows.
It was a pile of pillows.
He was at a rave. Yeah. He was at a rave. The person sleeping next to you, that's precious. It's pillows again. Okay. Tom, I just saw the glow stick where you're supposed to be sleeping. Where have you been? All right, here's what I want for Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
Okay.
Canadians seek Dick Cheney's arrest for war crimes during an upcoming visit. Yes. Do it. Do it.
Yeah, you're like under arrest, eh?
You know what else is a good Chris Mahana Kwanzaa present?
What?
Tickets to Seattle Sexy Liberal, December 14th, the final 2013 Sexy Liberal show. Also, Madison on sale for March. Just went on sale yesterday. Looks like that is selling out quickly as well. Hurry, get it. Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks filling in for me tomorrow. Mama will see you Monday on The Stephanie Miller Show.